retirement system in this country, apart from Social Security, has failed most Americans because people are retiring without enough money. What we're basically saying is, if you create a new system, one that has shared responsibilities, where all the risks and responsibilities aren't on individuals and all the risks and responsibilities aren't on employers, employers and employees are pitching in, and also the government is subsidizing those lower-end workers that are going to have a hard time doing it on their own, then you're going to have a system that works.
We've all heard the stories about evaporating pensions and 401k retirement plans that have shriveled to a fraction of their original worth. But there's one group, low-wage workers, who for the most part have no retirement plans or savings. But three progressive nonprofits and a labor union have launched a new initiative, Retirement USA, to create a new retirement system that would provide universal, secure, and adequate income for all future retirees. Because they're at the bottom of the economic and pension ladders, low-wage workers have the most to gain from such a proposal, while workers at every level would benefit. This is A View from Low-Wage America, a series of podcasts about issues and policies that shape the lives and destinies of low-wage workers and their families. I'm John O'Leary. We're podcasting from Washington for the Fairness Initiative on Low-Wage Work. When the Economic Policy Institute, the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, the Pension Rights Center, and the Service Employees International Union launched the Retirement USA initiative in mid-March, their goal was not so much to fix today's retirement system, inadequate though it may be. Instead, Retirement USA is thinking about tomorrow. With our current retirement system, today's tanking economy, exploding unemployment, and stock prices that have been in freefall, the need for a dramatic change in the way retirement plans are designed and structured for workers of the future is all the more apparent for low-wage and every-wage workers in America. To help us understand the shortcomings of the current system and what fundamentals might need to be built into a new and improved model, we talked with Karen Friedman, Policy Director for the Pension Rights Center, one of the key organizations involved in the launching of Retirement USA.
The retirement system in this country, apart from Social Security, has failed most Americans because people are retiring without enough money. What we're basically saying is, if you create a new system, one that has shared responsibilities, where all the risks and responsibilities aren't on individuals and all the risks and responsibilities aren't on employers, where employers and employees are pitching in, and also the government is subsidizing those lower-end workers that are going to have a hard time doing it on their own, then you're going to have a system that works. So while the retirement income system has failed most Americans, it's probably failed low and moderate wage earners the most. First of all, part-time workers, people in the service industry, workers on the low end of the wage scale are much less likely to have a pension plan or even a 401k plan. When you're talking about minimum wage workers, many people have to work two jobs to make ends meet. These are people who are just trying to provide for their families. How can an American family just make ends meet? On top of that, you're going to tell them that they have to save for themselves for retirement. Sure, some people can put away a little bit of money. The reality is that we need a new system to help low-wage workers. We need to make sure that everybody in this country has the same chance to retire with universal, secure, and adequate income. So what do we have? We have a patchwork system of pensions and savings in this country that are failing most Americans. We have a failing retirement income system, and the Retirement USA initiative is meant to get the system back on track. We want to make sure, first and foremost, that we can protect today's workers and 401k plans and strengthen those plans. We want to make sure that we can encourage companies to preserve good defined benefit plans. We want to get more workers covered today in pension plans and savings plans. But we recognize no matter what we do and how far we push with today's system, it's only going to go so far. So what we need to do is work on a short-term and a long-term basis. On a short-term basis, we want to do everything we can to push the current system forward. But on a long-term basis, we want to push for a better system. in this initiative, we are announcing principles that we think should underlie a new retirement income system for future workers. And that system has to be universal, secure, and adequate. That system should have shared responsibility where employers, employees, and the government all pitch in. The Retirement USA Initiative hopes that if we can set forth principles for a new system, that system's going to protect the typical worker out there that can barely make ends meet right now. We want to make sure that everybody has a chance to retire with dignity and with income that they need. I mean, that's just the simple thing. It's basic decency that everybody should have enough money to retire. And that's a basic American ideal.
Karen Friedman is Policy Director for the Pension Rights Center in Washington, D.C. To learn more about the Retirement USA Initiative, visit www.retirement-usa.org. That's www.retirement-usa.org. For more information about the Pension Rights Center, go to www.pensionrights.org. That's www.pensionrights.org. And be sure to visit the Fairness Initiative on Low-Wage Work at www.lowwagework.org to see what can be done to help ensure fairness for low-wage workers and their families. Thanks for listening.